Welcome back to another Hilchos Shabbos. We are continuing the halachas of Lechem Mishnah, making the hamotzi on the challahs. The minhag is, even though we bring two challahs, zeichel amon, the double mon we got, we bring two challahs to the table, but the minhag is we only cut one of the challahs. And that's how the Shulchan Aruch says it over, you cut one challah. Mishapur brings down, what's the reason? Because Lechem Mishnah was in the Lakita. They collected the mon, they collected double. But eating doesn't have to be, you don't have to cut both of those challahs. But it does bring down from the Marashal and the Shalah that they were noyig to cut both the Chalas. There are some Rishonim who hold, you should cut both the Chalas, the Rajba, the Gra, also holds like that. And therefore their meaning was that when they made Hamaitzi on the two Chalas, they cut both of them. They cut both of them open, Zecher to Lechem Mishnah. And the Mizruf says that if someone is worried about the cost that they're going to waste the Shalim, they should take like a small roll and a big Chalah and cut both of them, and the small roll is not a loss. But he ends off, Ha'olam Noigim K'Shulchan Aruch. The Shmishbru ends off that the minig is, like the Shulchan Aruch, that we only caught one of the Chalas and not both of them. And the truth is, that was the minig of the Chazanish as well. Like it says in Sefer Dinim and Haggis, that the minig Chazanish also only was to cut one Chala, not the Makbid, on this Shalah HaKadosh and this Marshal. The Shulchan Aruch writes also that when you cut the piece of Chala for yourself, you cut a big piece of Chala, enough, that should be enough for the whole Suda. But Lamaisa, our minig is not like that. You have to know why not, but our minig is that we cut a regular size piece of challah. If we want more challah, we cut another piece. Now the Shulchan Aruch writes in Kuf Samach Zayin that a person should not cut his challah until he has salt or lifton on the table. What's lifton? A dip for his challah. And the reason is because the challah sometimes is coarse and couldn't be eaten without a dip, and you want to make sure everything is ready before you make the hamaitzi. But the Mechaber says that if the challah is nekia, it's not coarse, it's a good, clean, white flour, a good challah, or it has spices, or it has salt in it, like our chalas, like he says, then you don't need salt at all. But the Maestro Ramah says, it's a mitzvah to put on the table before you make a hamaitzi, to put salt on the table. Why? He says, because the shulchan is doimet to mezbeach. The table is like a mezbeach, and the chila is like a carbon. And it says by a carbon, a carbonach atakim melach. And that saves us from piranhas. To have melach, salt on the table, saves us from piranhas. And Mishbrus says that Mekabalim write, not only should you have the salt on the table, you should dip the challah into the salt three times. And it's Mavuya from here that the Ikar Mitzvah is to have the salt on the table. And Al Pi Kabbalah, you should dip in the pas, the challah, in the salt. There's actually a minig, the Chassam Sofer's minig is that on Friday night they didn't dip the challah into the salt. They had it on the table, but they didn't dip the challah into the salt, and it was brought down from Shmuel Voz that had this minig. Now you should keep the salt on the table until after benching. It's part of saving mugging and apronius. Until after benching, you should keep the salt on the table. And if someone does not have salt, so then he should dip his challah into food that has salt, and it can be used a little bit that mitzvah of dipping in the salt.